Amen. It is so good to see you all here today. Thank you for coming. The second scripture reading out of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. Then King David said to the entire assembly, "My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is still young and inexperienced, and the work is great, for the temple is not for man, but for the Lord." Excuse me. There we go. Have a little trouble with the wireless mic when I'm in a robe. We're conquering that, hopefully. "Now, with all my ability, I have provided for the house of my God the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, the bronze for the things of bronze, and other things. Moreover, in my delight in the house of God, the treasure I have of gold and silver I give to the house of my God over and above all that I have already provided for the holy temple." And he lists off some more things. Then he challenges the crowd. "Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?" Then the rulers of the father's households and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the commanders of thousands and of hundreds and the overseers over all the king's work offered willingly for the service of the house of God. They gave 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold and 10,000 talents of silver. Whoever possessed precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord. Then the people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly, for they made their offering to the Lord with a whole heart, and King David also rejoiced. So King David blessed the Lord in the sight of the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatest and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, indeed everything that is in the heavens and the earth. Yours is the dominion, O Lord. You exalt yourself over head of all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. Now, therefore, O God, we thank you and praise your glorious name." I just love to read the rest of that, but I'm not going to. Sometimes you get in there, you just can't quit. There's no good quitting point. It's just good. Celebrating giving. Celebrating giving. Now, when we're doing Consecration Sunday and what leads up to it, we're kind of talking money. You know, we're getting ready to set our budget for next year, and so it's kind of nice to know what's coming in, basically. And so there's a lot of that. But when we're talking about giving unto the Lord, it's not limited to money, you know. And by the way, you do know, because there's a whole bunch of people here at 9:30 this morning to make sandwiches so the Abbott House can feed people today. You know, there's just things going on all over the place. All of you are so involved in so much. And though I don't necessarily know everything you're doing, but God knows what you're doing. God knows. And he keeps track. He keeps track. Not only does God know what we're doing, he knows why we're doing it. I think this is the key with giving unto the Lord. I think the key is not the amount of the check. I think the key is what's in our heart. That's the difference between just writing a check and being consecrated unto the Lord. That's the difference. That's the difference between opening the windows of heaven until we receive blessings that we cannot contain and sitting on the couch in my office saying, "I don't understand it. I give and I'm not blessed." I think that's the difference. I think the difference is saying, "Oh, look at this. I built Mayflower Church. This is my kingdom." I just don't think that flies real good with God. Maybe it's just me. That don't even fly good with me. Okay. No,
David said, for years, actually, if you back up a couple of chapters, he said, for years I have painstakingly laid aside for the house of God. For years I have painstakingly laid aside for the house of God. Working, consistently working. You know, sometimes it don't go the way it's supposed to go, right, Marilla? Is that right? Sometimes it don't go the way it's supposed to go. Say. But I'm presuming the sandwiches are all made because everybody's here. Yeah, there was a little bump in the road, just a little one. Say. Sometimes it don't go our way. I mean, sometimes it's just say. But David worked for years, painstakingly. Laying up for the house of God. When he gets here, he's called all of Israel together, says, look, my son is young. He's taking over. I'm going to die here pretty quick. He's going to build the house of God. It's got to be a great house. This is for God. This is not for the king to live in. This is going to be a great house. For years, I've laid up all of this, billions of dollars worth of silver and gold and everything you could dream of. Besides that, I've given out of my own personal account. Now, who is willing? I love this. Who will willingly consecrate himself? Not to Mayflower Church, notice. Mayflower Church is not mentioned here. I know. Okay. It'd be a lot easier if Mayflower Church was mentioned. Okay. No. The temple's not even mentioned in this section. Who will consecrate himself this day to the Lord? To the Lord. To the Lord. We're going to give our money to the temple, but we're consecrating ourselves to the Lord. So when the trustees do something with our money that we personally don't approve of, I'll tell you the truth, even if they do that, you know you're getting a deal because these people don't buy nothing. They don't get on a deal. They pay retail for nothing. Trust me. And nobody can stretch a buck like our trustees can stretch a buck. Yeah. But see, somewhere down the road, they might buy something. You think, what in the world are they doing? I want my tithe back. No. No, he ain't getting it back. And two, who'd you give it to anyway? See? Are we giving it to God through Mayflower Church? That's the kind of attitude God can really bless. Giving it to God. Where are we giving our talents to? Well, if I don't do it, you know, they won't get sandwiches made and it'll look bad. You know, we don't want our image to look bad. Okay. Or are we dedicating it to God? I can get up a half hour early. I had to get up a whole half hour early this morning. Don't get paid overtime or nothing. Okay. Yeah. Who are we dedicating this to? Who are we doing this for? Attitude. Who is willing to consecrate themselves this day? He get any takers? He got a bunch of takers. The leaders, the rulers, offered willingly. They offered willingly. Then they rejoiced. And actually, they go have a meal after this too. See, so they must have been congregationalists. Must have been. That celebrated and rejoiced. Well, but, you know, maybe the economy was better in Israel this time than it is in Michigan. You know, economy's kind of tough. Now, GM's promising some more jobs, and every GM job produces five or six other jobs. And so somewhere down the line, that's looking kind of good. And Ford's hiring in Detroit, you know, and as goes the car company, so goes Michigan. We keep saying that shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, which we haven't had for years in Michigan anyway. However, how's the economy doing? I don't even say how the economy is doing. What it does say is David prayed and said, Lord, you're a father. You take care of us. Life's a father to a good father. Good father. See, everything is from you. I love this. I didn't read verse 16, but I'm going to. O Lord our God, all this abundance. Now, there's billions and billions of dollars here in gold, silver, etc. Every precious stone you can think of is in a pile here, so to speak. All this abundance we have provided to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand, and all is yours. See, when we realize where we got what we got, well, I worked for it. Worked hard for it. Labored for it. I earned this. This is mine. While all of that is true, it all came from God. Everything we have comes from God. Everything. God supplies all things. Now, can I sit home in my living room and do nothing? And have God just send it to my door? I haven't been able to pull that off yet. You know? See? No. But everything comes from God. Everything. And when you realize that, as David did, God, everything's from you. Riches are from you. Everything we have is from you. We've gave this huge amount to build the temple. It all came from you. And it's not all about us. It's all about God. It's all about God. So what happens if I'm in a tough economy and I give? I think we are a perfect example of that. Not me and Barb. We are a perfect example of that. Last year our givings were up. We gave. And we gave. We give away a ton of money. Well, not quite a ton, but we're working on it. We give away a lot of money every year to a lot of different things. Good things. A lot of you individually give a whole bunch of stuff outside of Mayflower Church. Working and volunteering your time for different things. And we're sitting in pretty good shape. They've closed several churches in Lansing. Sad to say. Sad to say. There may be more that are going to close before this is over. Barb, did you say something about Robert Schuller's church was going bankrupt? The Glass Cathedral's going bankrupt, filing for bankruptcy. So, chapter 11. So, you know, we're in good shape. I'm not up here talking about money because if you don't give, we're going under. We got all our bills paid. We got all the money stuck away in the bank. I'm saying, who wants to consecrate themselves to the Lord? Not just the Mayflower Church. Mayflower Church is a good organization to consecrate yourself to. To the Lord. Because I don't think we've peaked. See, I don't think, oh, this is it. How long can we maintain before we crash and burn? Okay. No, I think we're kind of here. See, and God wants us to go from here to here. That's what I say. I think we're on our way up. I think there's more work that needs to be done in our community. I heard tell there's a couple of heathen out there still. Maybe it's our job to go get them. So, might be. I don't think God's done with us yet. I think God's just getting us ready for whatever is the next step or next level for Mayflower Church. And I think we're there. I think we're there. So I invite you this morning. I'm sure you've already prayed about it. You already know. What you can do, what you can't do, what God wants you to do. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. See, and I'll tell you, every time I've taken a little baby step of faith, God's always been there in Methodine. Always. Always. Doesn't always do it the way I tell him to. We're working on that. But, you know. But he always meets the need. Well, some of his ideas actually turn out better than mine. Who would think? Who would think? Say. So, what's 2011 going to hold for Mayflower Church? Don't know. But I tell you what, got good vibes on the inside. I have good vibes on the inside. There'll be some ups, there'll be some downs. That's how life goes. But I think God's got some really great things for us. And you get to be a part of it. See, I often think a church with this history, been around over 100 years. See, 100 years ago, somebody was sitting in this exact same situation saying, what can God do with us? What can God do with us? Let's find out. Somebody was saying that. And look at all the lives that have been touched over the last 100 years by Mayflower Church. Your life has been touched by Mayflower Church over the years. So, yep, and I'm just about at the end of my rope. Paid it. You know, so my kids are all, like the person has, my kids are all through school. I ain't voting for school taxes no more. Yeah, I've heard people tell me that. My kids are through school. I'm voting against all school taxes. Wow, that's kind of selfish. Somebody paid for your kids to go to school. You're not willing to pay for somebody else's kids to go to school. Somebody paid for us to be here. Years and years and years ago, somebody paid for us to be here. And what a blessing this church is. So it's not just our trustees got something to do, you know, whenever they do up the budget for next year. Although we don't want our trustees bored, but you know. No, it's because, I'll tell you what, 25 years from now, this church is going to be a blessing to somebody. Most of us aren't going to be here. But we can ensure that now. We can ensure that now. We can be part of whatever God's going to do 10 years from now, 20 years from now, another 100 years from now. We can be a part of that. As well as being blessed in what God is doing with us now. So who is willing, as David said, who's willing to consecrate himself to the Lord? To the Lord.